There you go.
Boom.
Nice.
All right. Nice. That was cool.
I'll grab these from you.
Hey.
Cool.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. That was awesome.
So that was super hot.
That was super hot, actually.
Super hot?
Yeah. So, okay, where are we today? Today we're at PAX West 2017.
Yep.
My name is Panu. Introduce yourself and what do you do?
So my name is Nick Savo. I'm out here as well at PAX 2017. I work for Alienware and I cover VR and software as a go-to-market manager for that. So
hey,
I'm here
awesome,
here this week, and we're showing off our new headset that we partnered with you guys on.
Yeah, so we're here at the Dell Gaming booth, right?
Correct.
And we're here to talk about the visor. So, hey, tell us about it. Like, recently announced, what's cool, looks super, actually it was super comfortable. Love to hear all.
Yeah, so you guys announced last year the mixed reality platform that you'd be coming out with this year. We really wanted to be a part of that, so we partnered with you guys on putting a headset like this together. So from the design aspect of it to bringing it to market like we're doing now.
Yep.
We've been working together, of course.
Yeah.
We've been working together on the fit, finish, and design of it as well as the specs. So we really put a lot of thought into the design.
Yeah.
And the comfort, like you said. That's one of the things we've been hearing from everybody is that it's one of the most comfortable headsets they've ever worn.
For sure. Like, I mean, you know, VR isn't brand new, right? But
right.
I feel like we have a lot of partners do it, and I've never put on a headset that was this comfortable before.
Right.
Like, there's like, what is the material here? And like, I would love to hear about this.
Yeah. So this headset was set up to where the weight balance is even in the front and the rear. So we've actually added some weight in the back of the headset. We used a very thick and padded rubberized foam here, so it's not like that foam that you would find that it's more of like the whole foam, the absorbing foam.
Right.
This
is
more of a rubberized, almost like a leather
it's
foam.
It's not like packaging foam.
It's right. It's not like a packaging foam. So
it's
really comfortable on your head,
yeah.
And the weight balance allows so that you can flip up the front, and it's still balanced on your head, so that if you need to look around or you need to do something while you're playing, if you need to get to the keyboard,
that's so great. So you don't have like a million straps. You have to like undo and then, you know, like pick up the phone or something.
Exactly.
Like pop it up,
flip
look
it up,
at your device.
You need to go to your computer, you need to talk to someone that you're playing with, whatever.
Really, really great.
The balance helps out with that. The foam helps out with just the comfort from long-term use. The other piece of it is that we designed some airflow on the bottom. So if you're like me and you've played VR before, right? You get hot, you get sweaty.
Yeah.
It's an active type of a video game experience. So we've designed into this rubber a cutout here with the airflow that goes through this channel and out the top. So what happens is it won't your lenses aren't going to get fogged up.
Oh, that's really good.
Nobody wants to have your lenses fog up while you're playing. If you want to keep going in your virtual world,
of
right?
So
we put a lot of thought and design into it. The other piece of it is the ease of setup.
Yeah.
Right? So the one main difference that you'll notice and that people have come by and said, wait a minute, I don't see any tracking on here. Where's the cameras?
Because people are used to like a device there, a device there, device there.
You got a satellite here, you got a camera. Right.
So how is that different here?
The difference here is that's built into the headset.
Wow.
So these two IR cameras here in the front are looking for your controllers and they're tracking you while you're actually wearing the headset.
I see.
So there's no external cameras to set up. You don't have extra USB ports that you need to plug into. All the tracking is done through the headset itself.
Nice. And you mentioned controllers, so how does the controllers work?
Right, so the controllers allow you to have 6 degrees of freedom. So they work just like your hands in the game.
Yeah.
So the controllers are set up very similar to some of the other VR controllers. They have a thumbstick, a pad, some menu buttons, a button that's used generally for gripping items.
Like picking things up in the game?
Picking things up, and then a trigger button in the front.
Like a shooting or whatever.
Correct. This halo is where the sensors are located. For your hands, so it knows where your finger positions are.
Yeah.
And then the lighting is also what the headset's looking for while it's doing the tracking.
Cool, so it always knows where your body and your arms are relative to your head, right?
That's
so
correct.
When you're turning, that's really cool.
That's correct, yep. And so you can see, and actually, really, people are really fond of the lights, too. They
it
really
looks
like
really,
how,
really
how
nice,
cool they look. So,
I'd love to do that in the dark, right? That would look really cool.
Yeah, so it's the features for the headset and the controllers. All about fit, finish, sexy design.
Right.
So we're real happy about it.
I like the Dell branding on here too. It looks really nice.
Yeah, it's a silk screened Dell logo, very subtle, but it's a Dell branded product.
Nice.
So we wanted to make sure that, you know, people recognize that it was is from Dell and that we're bringing this to market with you guys. So,
cool. Yeah. So, you know, what are you running? What device are you running on today?
So today we're running it on a machine that you talked to Chris about earlier.
Yeah.
So this is an Inspiron 15-7000 right. gaming machine. We're positioning the headset with all of our Inspiron gaming products that are ready for VR. We've submitted in a lot of those systems that are certified with Microsoft.
Yeah, we've
mixed
got a
reality,
lot of positive results, right?
Yep, mixed
yeah.
reality Ultra systems. So that's what we're running on it here. Like you saw, we announced that system here this week.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. A lot of excitement.
So we really wanted to bring some new products. So we're showing it on the new machine. We're showing the new headset. So lots of new things happening this week at PAX. So
that's fantastic.
Super excited. The availability on this thing, if you're interested.
You're reading my mind.
I kind of know maybe where you're heading with that. So right now, we announced it this week. Mm-hmm. We announced it at IFA with you guys. You guys
yep.
did a big keynote about it. We're going to be doing pre-sale on Dell.com in a couple of weeks. So this month, you'll be able to pre-order. Shipments are going to start October 17th with the release of
that's
RS3.
Soon.
Yeah, so in about a month time, you'll be able to pick it up.
How much for this bad boy?
So $349 for the headset itself, $99 for the controllers. If you want the full kit, $449 for the full kit.
Hey,
so hey,
that's a good deal.
Enables some new price points. The other piece is, like Chris told you about, the PCs, you can enable lower cost PCs for gaming.
Right.
So your total cost of ownership for VR comes down a bit.
That's awesome, because I think a lot of people who are familiar with VR are very used to pitching at like thousands of dollars, right?
Right.
Getting a high-end gaming rig, getting another expensive mount, HMD, sorry. And now you can do an affordable gaming device with an affordable headset and have a really, really great and immersive VR
exactly
experience.
Right. Exactly right.
That's
exactly
fantastic.
Right. That's what we wanted to really partner with you guys on, it because we're hoping that VR comes to mainstream. Tons of content, you know, comes out and people really can enjoy the technology.
That's fantastic. So one more time, just so everyone at home knows this, where can they go to read more about the HMD, more about the device?
So you'll be able to you'll be able to go to Dell.com and see all the specs, features, and benefits about the device. You'll be able to order it from Dell.com. You'll also be able to pick it up in Microsoft stores,
oh,
in
great.
Retail, as well as Best Buy.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And thank you so much
you.
For everything
Thanks
today.
Thanks so
we
much for having me. Appreciate it.
See you guys.